you get just a little cut on a finger, or maybe on the top of your hand, what do you put on it to, maybe that you keep in the kitchen or in the pantry to put on to keep it from getting infected? Just some little small.
Well, just turpentine or most any kind of a good salve will keep anything from getting infected.
Keep it from getting infected. Mm-hmm. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he,
was killed instantly, or suddenly, or stone dead, or what you want to tell. If he was shot and didn't recover, why, nicely, he's got a death shot.
If a person dies, but it's undetermined what caused his death, you might say, oh, I don't know what he died. Don't know why he just died.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He's just suicide, or well, if he got killed, or if he just died, he just died a natural death. But if he is in a wreck, why, we'd say, and he just, or something like that, he got killed as suicide.
What are the burying grounds around here called?
Cemeteries.
And the box that people are buried in, what are they called?
Well, coffins.
Coffins.
Mm-hmm. And boxes. A box they put in the coffin, and then ends of that box it's put down the dirt, and then they put the coffin in that box.
And what do you call the ceremony or the service? He was an important man. You might say he was an important man. Everybody turned out at his
funeral.
And if the people are dressed in black at this funeral, they say, you might say they are in
mourning.
If someone's troubled or upset, you might say, oh, it'll all come out all right. If you're trying to cheer him up,
trying to cheer him up.
What would you call a very severe sore throat that with blisters on the inside of the throat?
We've got what we call diphtheria. That causes sore throat and blisters in there, and we'll choke you to death.
And that was more common years ago.
That's right.
What would you call the disease that makes a person's skin turn yellow? Sometimes even leaves the whites of the eyes a pale yellow color.
Yellow jaundice.
And when you have your appendix taken out, you might say it was necessary because he had an attack of
appendicitis.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you, and it makes you have a nauseous feeling, might say, I've got to.
Indigestion, vomit.
Yes. And if you have pains, kind of a sick feeling in your stomach, you might say, I'm sick at
the stomach.
If a young fellow becomes interested in a young girl and they've are seeing quite a bit of each other. What do you call their association or their relationship?
Courting.
They're courting. And what would, particularly maybe when you were younger, if this same young girl and young boy were courting, what would he have referred to her as? What would have been the term that the boy would have called his girlfriend?
Well,
would they have called each other girlfriend and boyfriend?
I guess so.